Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cauveri Seed Company's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mithun Chand. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome everyone to our Quarter One Financial Year 24 earnings conference call. We hope you have had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I will touch upon the operational and financial performance of the company and then open the floor for Q&A session. Consolidated net profit for the quarter has surpassed the profits delivered during the full year of financial year 23. This has resulted in growth of 15.6% in consolidated EPS to 47.10 per share. The delay in monsoon has impacted volumes and sales of maize during the quarter. We are expecting that there would be an increase in sowing of maize during the Rabi season. Sunflower and mustard exports will start from the second quarter, and I'm expecting maize and vegetable seed exports to grow. The contribution of new products continue to drive the profitability of the company. Company focuses on growing exports to Bangladesh, Vietnam, Cambodia, Nepal, and Middle East, and exploring opportunities in East Africa and Philippines. Consolidated revenues from operations was at 736.1 crore as compared to 685.59 crore in quarter one financial year 23. Registered a growth of 7.37%. EBITDA was at 289.49 crores as compared to 254.09 crore in quarter one 23. Increased by 13.93%. EBITDA margins improved to 39.33% from 37.06% in quarter one 23, grown by 227 basis points. Consolidated net profit was at 275.62 crore as compared to 244.6 crore in quarter one 23, registered a growth of 12.68%. Net profit margin improved to 37.44% from 35.68%, registered a growth of 176 basis points. Segment-wise highlights. Cotton volumes were stable and revenue increased by 8.99%. Bajra volumes and revenue were stable. The contribution of new products was up from 51.59% to 67.67% of the volumes. Hybrid rice volumes were stable, but due to commodity prices, revenue increased by 9.71%. Selection rice volumes grew by 11% and revenue increased by 22.13%. Maize volumes and revenues were down as compared to last year due to delay in rain in some parts of state, in some states, and expecting early Rabi sowings in maize crops, maize hybrids. The contribution of new products were up from 28.06% to 40.65% of volumes in maize crop. Vegetable seed volumes has decreased due to decline in commodity prices, and revenues were stable as compared to last year. Vegetable crops like bitter gourd, tomato, okra, and watermelon had done well during the quarter. Bihar, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Odisha, Rajasthan, and Telangana are the key states for vegetable business. Company focuses on growing exports to Bangladesh, Vietnam, Cambodia, Nepal, and Middle East. Our focus in R&D helps in launching new products which are high yielding and pest resistant. I would now open the floor for a Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Anurag Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the vegetable seeds business. Kaveri now has more than 150 different vegetable seeds across different categories of vegetables like tomato, cucumber, cauliflower, cabbage, chili, okra, various gourds and brinjal, cowpeas, different melons, pumpkins, etc. And in last few years have expanded your coverage across different vegetable seeds, including now also launching green peas and ash gourd. So Kaveri has also expanded its sales team for the vegetables business, seeds business, and has a separate sales team for the vegetable seeds business, separate from the field crop seed sales teams. And these sales teams have also expanded into different states of India. So Kaveri has expanded its product range, sales team, and also has undertaken geographic expansion. But all these initiatives are not reflecting in the sales numbers in last 3 years. Last 3 years, the quarter one sales has been, for the vegetable seeds business, has been stagnant at 18 crores. So in light of the fact that last 3 years have been stagnant for the vegetable seeds business, despite a lot of initiatives on the business side from the company, how does the management see the vegetable seeds business in the next 3 years?
Good evening. Vegetable is a very good business to be in. We are very bullish on vegetables. As you rightly said that we are spending a lot of money on R&D, on men and increasing our geography across the territories. As you know, in seed business, it takes time to develop and we need to test our products and, you know, farmer only believes after seeing it. So we are in a trialing stage and we have even tested many hybrids and we are finalizing, we are streamlining these hybrids which are doing well in some parts. So we are bifurcated all those things. But as rightly said, in the last 3 years, the sales were stagnated in the first quarter. But we have grown when compared to the last 3 years slightly. Last year, we were stable at the same, or the overall year level, we were stable at compared to last year. But what we see in the next 3 years, vegetable business is definitely going to grow by more than 25-30% year on year. And still we see that it has a potential to grow up to close to 150 to 200 crores in the next 5 to 8 years. And this is a crop we have where we have high margins. And now, as we have introduced many varieties across, and vegetables, every 200 kilometers, you have a different requirement of the vegetables. So we are trying to feed to the market different vegetables. And as we are also exporting vegetables from last year, this year it will be some more of vegetables we are expecting. So as overall, we see a very good growth in vegetables and we are very bullish on that. And all the vegetables are highly profitable markets.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the detailed answer. If you permit, can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Last year, the company had received a tax demand notice. So, company had stated earlier that you will contest this demand. So, is there any update on this tax demand?
As of now, no. As I stated earlier, we will be appealing it. It's still under the stage of appeals. No further progress on that. Whenever it is done, we'll intimate it to the exchanges like how we have done in the last time. Any update on that?
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. This is all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Padhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah. Go on, please.
Yeah, see, one thing. Continuing from the previous participant, okay. What are the unique challenges in vegetables to grow up, okay? So when we have been working so hard for the last 3 years and done so many crops or so many other varieties of seeds, why is it taking more time to grow that business? The similar time frame we have seen other things have grown much faster. So any thoughts on that?
No, as I answered in the previous question, farmers cease in believing. Just not like they don't believe the brand. Even though if you have a brand, it's very easy to introduce the seed. But again, it need to perform better than the other hybrids and then go forward. If you see the entire vegetables, okra, chili and tomato contributes to the majority of the revenues across. Not only for the company, but across the industry, these three crops contribute more than 50% of the revenue. So if you are big in these three crops, definitely that will grow. But in the last 2 to 3 years, we have some challenges in chili crops and some challenges in okra crop that has just muted our growth. But if on a long-term basis, medium to long-term basis, vegetables is a very good business and we are very much focused on that. We have made a different team. We are spending more on R&D. So that will definitely have a good result going forward. So we are pretty confident that vegetable will contribute a meaningful size in the next 3 to 5 years.
And one more thing, the government raised the prices for cotton seeds, okay? Did it benefit or what is the situation in the market? Are the prices rising for cotton seeds or realization?
If you see, compared to last year to this year, even though the revenues were flattish, but even though the volumes were flat, the revenues grew by 8 to 9%. So we were able to realize the prices more in the market when compared to the previous year. That's the reason the margins are also good. The margins have also expanded by 2 to 3% over the last year. So that has really helped to increase the margins. This time there was a shortage of cotton seed, and we have realized much better than last year.
Okay, one last question and then I will join back in the queue. Are the, say, the slowdown or what we have seen in May, is the pricing going to be challenged in this?
Sorry?
The maize, okay, what we have shown is the
you're not audible, you're not clear.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, I was asking on maize, okay. Where we have seen a substantial degrowth from 87 crores to 42 crores. Okay. Are the pricing and the pressure in that market because everybody will be having a lot of inventory? And what is our inventory situation in the market?
I don't think we are done. Against 97 or 96 crores, we have done 87 crores in May. We are just down by 8 to 10% in May in terms of the revenue. In terms of the volumes, we are down by 25-odd%. But when we talk about the volumes, we have not participated in the subsidy this year because we were not having inventory. And subsidy is a low-price business. So we were in the government subsidies. So we have not participated in that. But if you see at the overall level, we are just down by 8 to 10%. But we are very confident that during the course of the year, we'll exceed the maize revenues by the end of the year. And there was, even the rainfall was also delayed, there was some spillover sales, which gets raised in quarter two and the rest of the year.
Okay, because on slide 8, now, there is some issue. Maize, we say 87 crores okay, revenue. In FY24, in FY23, it is written 43 crores. Okay. And then the growth issue is minus.
I'll just see if that is the case, I'll correct it. But last year it was 96 or 97 crores. This year we have done 87 crores.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from Nitin Awasthi from Incred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Want to understand how much was the illegal seeds penetration last year and how much was it this year in cotton specifically? Because what I'm trying to get at is that if what we're hearing in the news is that there has been significant reduction in illegal cotton seeds. Hence, the legal seed market should have grown significantly. Plus, there was a shortage of seeds in the market. So, there was enough demand for the cotton seeds. However, our volumes are flat, so I just want to understand if you can explain what happened to us specifically and industry.
If you see the overall acreages at the India level, the cotton acreages are stable. It has not grown much. But even if you see the illegal seed compared to last year to this year, it was flattish. I mean, from last year itself, we have seen decline in that. But if you see as a percentage of illegal seeds compared to last year, it is almost the same size as last year. But this year, most of the companies were not having over inventory. They were having enough inventory. That's the reason most of the companies have realized more.
So you are saying we have not lost any market share?
No, we have not lost any market share.
And the news about illegal seeds being lower than last year, as of now, has not
played out. I mean, it is almost flattish when compared to last year. It's almost flattish. Even the illegal seeds are almost same compared to last year. So anyway, illegal seed is coming down.
Will it be next year? I think there should be a significant reduction, right? Because of the crackdown that has happened.
I see the same amount continuing because it's like 8 to 10% of the total market. I don't think it will go further down from there, unless and until the new technology is introduced. But next year the cotton we need to see because of the delayed rains, delayed sowing, then the crops have been impacted. Early sowing crop have been impacted. But we need to see the cotton inventory for the next year. Cotton inventory will be very tight in the industry for the next year. So that by seeing this condition, I don't see any reduction in the legal seed for the next year.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nana Kudit Shah from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. My first one was on the maize volumes. Last year, what percentage of volumes were towards the subsidy participation? I understand that we had stopped doing this a couple of years back, right?
No, we still participate in the subsidy programs, but based on our availability of the seed, we participate. This time we were having the lower inventory, so we have not participated in that subsidy program because even the prices are up this year. You see the maize prices are up, the inventory cost is also up. So as we go to subsidy, the realizations are really low. But keeping this in consideration, we are not participated in subsidy. Subsidy was last year, for first quarter, we have done a sale of close to 1,000 tons.
Okay, got it. So major part of the decline in volumes is just natural, right? Because the subsidy of 1,000 tons is just about 5-10%.
Yeah, that's the main thing. But other person, the whatever the other decline, the normal market condition, that will definitely come up in the second quarter and the rest of the year. Because there was some spillover sales of maize in the second quarter. Because as you see, you have seen a delayed monsoon and then continuous rainfall. So that has impacted to some extent. So I don't see any pressure in maize volumes in the normal business, in the normal trade, leaving subsidy program. It will be up when compared to the normal trade by the end of the year.
So assuming about 10% of subsidy, can we just assume, can we anticipate just a 10% degrowth in volumes in maize by the end of the year? Or do we expect to catch the rest of it up?
What I'm trying to say is that if you take out subsidy for the first quarter, we are just down by 8 to 10% in terms of the volumes. But if you compare 23 figures to 24 year-end, by year-end, we'll be up in overall maize volumes in the normal trade.
Okay.
We'll cover up that lost revenues in quarter 2, 3 and 4.
Understood. All right, that was it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Uday Prakash from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the great set of numbers. First question is on the side of exports. Can you tell me what is the percentage of revenue that we have gotten from exports this quarter? And also, last year, our export as a percentage of total revenue was around 2%. Now, this year, since we are also trying to find new opportunities and are going to start the export of mustard and seeds and all, do you think that number can increase to maybe 3% this year, or it would still be around 2% in FY24 too?
We have just started doing it this quarter, but majority of that comes in the second and third quarter, some in the fourth quarter as well. But if you see the overall percentage, last year it was 2-odd%. This year it should be in between 3 and 3.5 of the total revenue. But the other thing what we need to see is that instead of percentages, we are trying to export to other countries. As we try to expand to many countries, we have enough product portfolio, so we can easily get good revenues from different countries. So that's an advantage. In the initial stage, it will be very low. But once you penetrate there, it will be very easy to introduce new hybrids and to get good traction in the present selling hybrids. So that will help us.
Okay. And this quarter export as a percentage of revenue, is it still...
It is very small this quarter. Majority of that will be done in the 2, 3 and 4. 2, 3 are the major quarters. These are the major revenues. For example, last time we had done 20-21 odd crores. This year it should be between 30-35 odd crores.
Okay, thank you. My next question is on the side of vegetables. You've already answered provided enough details for us. The only part I want to clarify with you is, are there any vegetables which are good, which offer good margins, and are there any vegetables which offer bad margins or have poor demand fluctuations like that? Within the vegetable segment itself, and in the future, do you have any plans to exit any one of the vegetables like that?
So basically, all the vegetables are very profitable, ranging from 30 to 16%. 30 to 60%, the EBITDA margins are between 30 to 60%. There are some varieties where we have lower margin, but there are very few varieties where we try to sell those varieties. But in terms of the hybrids, most of the margins are very attractive. As I said earlier, vegetables, chili, okra and tomato are the three major crops. If we are able to sell products in these crops, we have higher revenues and higher margins. But other crops like cauliflower, cabbage, carrot, we import from other companies and sell it because the market is also growing for these crops. So we don't do research in that, but we source material and sell it. So in terms of, we are exploring all options, as vegetable is a year-round business. So we want to be aggressive in vegetable division as the markets are also growing. It is growing more like 15-20% year-on-year on an industry basis. So that's a very good space to be in. And we have started aggressively last 7-8 years back. And I think in the next 3-5 years, definitely we'll see the result of that.
Okay, so you're treating vegetables like you treated hybrid rice 2 years ago.
Yeah, but both are different segments, because in rice the range is very minimum. It is a 4 or 5 varieties rule the entire market. Whereas in vegetables, every state and every territory have a different taste. So it is a bit difficult to be a uniform product, but that's the reason we have many hybrids which have introduced there, But vegetable is a very good space to be.
Okay.
As a portfolio, we are the only company in India where we have very fields, very, very high product range. I mean, it's a high crop range. And in each and every crop with a huge product portfolio. So that even minimizes our risk on a single crop dependency. And we'll add value from each crop wherever it's possible. So for example, we have added mustard now. Mustard, as a size, is a very small market when compared to cotton or maize or rice. But it's a highly profitable margin, and we can easily do a revenue of 50 to 100 crores in that. So these are the ones which will really add some value to the company.
Okay, sir. My final question is on, do we have any update on GM crops? You last quarter, you said that you already in a partnership with Monsanto, and you're waiting for some government approvals and all this. The process is on.
Very shortly it will be released. It is taking some procedural time, but definitely even both the companies and the government, both are working aggressively on that. We don't see any difficulty in getting as of now. I think this year it should be clear.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Sanjeev from Dream Ladder Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to know that now that you have declared good results, whether this kind of profit, a trend in profit would continue in the future?
Yeah, if you see in the last 5-6 years, we had a muted growth. There were many challenges. If you go back to 2015, the majority of our dependence was on cotton. More than 70-75% of the revenues were contributed from cotton. Last year, it was close below 35%. And we are adding many crops to it. Now, from here on, with the kind of portfolio what we have, with the amount what we invest in the last 5 years, if you see in the last 5 years, we invested close to 180 crores in research itself. So in terms of the capex, in terms of the infrastructure, setting up new plants and everything, we have invested more than 250 crores in the last 5 years, apart from the research part. So these all, we have added facilities, we have added new infrastructure, we have strengthened our manpower, strengthened our R&D facilities, strengthened our R&D work in that. But seeing all the work what we have done in the last 5-6 years and the kind of hybrids, the kind of hybrid portfolio what we have in different crops, by seeing this, we are pretty confident that the growth will continue for next 3 to 5 years. We don't see any difficulty in that. The growth which was muted in the last 4-5 years, I think it will start from this year.
And sir, my next question is regarding the exports. Can you give us a picture of, you know, how the exports would look 3 years down the line? How sizable the business would be?
Export business is a very big business. For example, when you talk about maize and rice, these are the two big crops which have got very good potential. For example, if you take in Philippines or Vietnam, or if you take some Thailand, where maize and rice are the major crops. Even if you take Bangladesh, maize, Pakistan, Nepal, these are maize. So we have very good hybrids in maize. So we can easily sell there. Right now, we have done trialing in Vietnam. Though very encouraging. Recently, we had talked with the government also from the Vietnam Agriculture Ministry to notify our hybrid, to introduce our hybrid there. They have put under trial and we have got a very good result there. If these are the trends in the next 3 to 4 years, it may not be, it will not grow in a year or two, but down the line 5-6 years, these are the areas where we have good growth potential and we can easily do a revenue of 200-300 crores in export down the line 4 to 5 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Chand for closing comments.
Thank you for joining us for the investor call. For any further queries, you can always free to call or ping our investor desk. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the call. For any other information, please be in touch with Rama Naidu from Intellect PR on 9920209623. On behalf of Kaveri Seeds Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.